In the battle for religious liberties facing churches nationwide amid COVID-19 restrictions, one Washington, D.C. church has pulled out a win. Hear the rest of the story after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Judgment has recently been passed, allowing 142-year-old Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. to hold outdoor services. State officials, like so many across the nation, are placing severe restrictions on the church. Media outlets, including Charisma News, have reported that churches across the nation have sued their state governors challenging COVID-19 restrictions. Capitol Hill Baptist has joined this fight and thankfully has won its most recent battle. The church's first attempt to forego serious legal action came when the congregation sought a permit to hold outdoor worship services in excess of the 100-person limit. The city ultimately denied the request. Then the Justice Department filed a state of interest on October 2nd in the Federal District Court in D.C. The statement argued that the Constitution and federal law require the District of Columbia to accommodate Capitol Hill Baptists' effort to hold worship services outdoors. Similar laws have been put into effect regarding gatherings for protests and rallies, which the statement cites as the reason the court should be obligated to also allow Capitol Hill Baptists' congregation to meet. This win is of huge importance for Capitol Hill Baptist's more than 850 members, as they do not have an online ministry presence, and therefore no way to stream services, as many other churches have implemented. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin, told CBN News, "I am gratified that the court upheld the right of worshipers in the District of Columbia to exercise their religious freedom in a safe manner." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com, listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.